amounted to a dishonest and destructive campaign against Wisconsin's democracy at taxpayer expense and in the guise of being a public official. Gableman repeatedly violated the rules of professional conduct, and we question his honesty, trustworthiness, and fitness to be a Wisconsin attorney. In addition to incompetently practicing law, he repeatedly failed in his duties of honesty and candor. He used legal process to harass and maliciously injure his targets, and he violated multiple provisions of the attorney oath. Now, some of the things he did are familiar to you and to me. He petitioned the court to throw in jail the mayors of Green Bay, mayor of Madison, and election heads in those cities and in Milwaukee. Never went anywhere, but there's a lot of expensive briefing about it. And they simply said, we're happy to testify and to be interviewed, but we want it in public the way the statute demands. Statute suggests, or I think demands, that actually be before the legislature in Madison in a public committee hearing. He wanted it in an unnamed office in Brookfield. Didn't have any identification on it. Be locked and the media would be excluded. Also, much of this litigation is about public record requests that he blew off, denied, and simply hid the records. Here's my concern. Right now, the money, taxpayer money that's coming out of this is about $2.5 million. I initially thought maybe it would go over $3 million, which is wrong. It shouldn't be out of taxpayer money at all. But at what point is Robin Voss going to dip into taxpayer money without any oversight, any structure, any ability of the governor to weigh in by veto, any ability of legislators in his own party or the Democratic Party to even discuss it, debate it, or find out about it until it's well after the fact? Where's it going to stop? So the newspaper article said, well, maybe $3 million. Let me tell you something from experience, having seen these kinds of cases before. When you accuse somebody of this degree of misconduct, first of all, insurers frequently won't pay. These are intentional acts. And if there's an intentional act, intentional misconduct, they shouldn't have their attorney's fees paid. It's just too easy to keep up the appeals. There was a case involving a judge in Milwaukee County, and this is going back 50 years, certainly 40 years, 45, where he was accused of inappropriately touching a woman on an elevator in the courthouse and taking a rental car from a dealership for hardly any money, and a nominal payment, which obviously would affect his decisions from the bench. Wisconsin Supreme Court yanked him from being a judge. He appealed that all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court didn't take the case, but he had to file a petition for writ of certiorari, which is very expensive. And nowadays you have to print them. And there are printing services that do it, and they're very expensive. Lawyer fees are very expensive. And the point is that every contact with the law, everywhere along the way, there's no incentive to Gableman to be reasonable, to stop the appeals, to apologize, to try to work something out. Just keep it up because the attorney's fees are flowing. It's almost as if he has an IV in the taxpayer's veins and the blood just keeps coming out and he doesn't care. He doesn't care. The other important aspect of this is that, remember, Dan Kelly, who's running for the Supreme Court right now, traveled around the state with Gableman making this false pitch that there was fraud. And he was getting paid too, except he was getting paid by the Republican Party. Gableman was getting paid by taxpayers, you, me, because the fact is that Voss was afraid of Donald Trump, thought he would appease Trump by setting this guy loose around the state, and who cares what he found? It turns out he didn't find anything, and it's only a couple of million bucks. What the heck? Well, a couple of million bucks is a couple of million bucks, a lot of money. But Kelly was in on this. Kelly was going around the state with Gableman. He was paid by the Republican Party. Paid almost $120,000 personally in his firm, his consulting firm. And 40,000 of it was after he'd announced Supreme Court. And that was kept under wraps. And 40,000 of it, some of that 40,000 was paid in December, this beginning of March, when he was well into the fighting over the Supreme Court race. So what do you do with this? Well, you do two things. One of them is Kelly cannot be elected. If Kelly is elected when he was on the payroll of the political party that tried to toss out the results of a fair election and even conscripted three justices who were sympathetic to the Republican Party to rule that Biden should not be certified, even though he won the election by over 20,000 votes. If that guy gets on, you're just putting somebody on who's in the pay of the Republican Party. That's wrong. It's wrong. It's fraudulent. Very, very wrong. But the other part of this is, at what point do taxpayers stop paying for Gableman's appeals? Gableman issued a report a long time ago fessing up that he found no fraud. He did his best to gin it up, and he couldn't gin it up. Travels around with Kelly, who's being paid to cook up this fake electors scheme. But how long can this guy just keep an open tab? It's like an open bar tab. How long can he keep it up with somebody else paying for it, which is the taxpayers? There are multiple cases pending against him and Voss. Voss just got hit with about $135,000 judgment for attorney's fees for not responding to open records requests and hiding documents. And he says he's not going to pay for it. He says that's fair, as quote, fairly, end quote, a taxpayer expense. That's not a taxpayer expense. That's misconduct. It's intentional conduct. Even insurance companies do not insure intentional conduct. If you get in a car accident, they'll cover you. If you deliberately ram a guy with the car because you want to kill him, they won't cover it. I mean, that's black letter law. And at what point, if an insurance company doesn't cover intentional conduct, and I even mean D&O insurance, director and officer insurance, CEO insurance, that kind of thing, at what point are the taxpayers supposed to simply sit back and go, well, okay, then we'll pick it up. What the heck? We'll pick it up. This can go on. This can go on to a petition for a writ of certiorari to the U.S. Supreme Court. And this can get into the very, very high millions. And it's simply not right. But they have a gerrymandered legislature. It's one other reason, very, very important to get Janet Protasiewicz on that court. Because a Supreme Court that was honest, not a Supreme Court that voted not to certify Biden and sympathized with Gableman, but one that was honest, would say you can't use taxpayer money to represent intentional conduct. We need a Supreme Court that says that. We haven't had it for a long time, because the fact is that Scott Walker, back in 2010, gerrymandered this legislature when he got elected, and it's now gerrymandered on track till 2030. That's 20 years of the 21st century. It's 20%. There's a fifth of the whole century that clown was able to get away with that. And now the only way we're going to put an end to it, absolutely the only way to put an end to it, is to get Janet Protasiewicz on there. I'm going to the lines quickly. Jean and Beauclair, my friend, little time before the break. What's in your mind, Jean?
Thank you so much for all this information. I got a quick question, and that is, how in the devil can they, charge the taxpayers for this? I thought Voss let him go. Why are we still paying? He's not on this case anymore. how in the devil can we be, you know,
very good point. You know, Voss fired him because this guy, Gableman, turned on Voss like a dog and endorsed Adam Steen, Voss's primary opponent for the assembly reelection, and Voss barely won. I mean, Adam Steen was a guy in his 20s with no credentials at all, but Trump endorsed him because he saw that Voss was weak, and Steen almost knocked him off in retaliation for that, not because of the other things Gableman did. In retaliation for that, Voss fired him. And you just posed an excellent question. If Voss fired him for misconduct, which is what he said it was, and of course it was also for turning on Voss, why are we continuing to pay out of taxpayer money the appeals fees for a guy who is fired for wrongdoing? Why should we do that? No insurance company would do that. Why should we do it? In some of these cases, it may be that Voss and the Republican Party are also parties, but cut Gableman loose. Cut him loose. Tell him to go out. He's a lawyer arguing himself. Thanks, Gene. We're going to the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Hey, everybody.
Catch Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow at its brand new time, 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays.
The city of Shanghai started administering an inhalable COVID-19 vaccine. I hear a lot of you saying the same thing I had in my head. I don't know about that.
As long as they're not just crop dusting everyone.
Crop dusting, that's exactly what I think people would be fearful of. I would not trust the Chinese government. I would trust people who really know about inhaling something and the good that it does you. Of course, I'm talking about Dom and Crute.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
My former boss, George Stanley, former editor of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I've told you the story of that my brother and I are fighting over who's going to get our tickets. I think I have claim because I live here.
Exactly.
Right?
He's older, but I
live here.
Yeah, but that trumps it.
So. It's been decided now. It's done.
I'll tell my parents. That's even more.
You can let him go to one game if he wants.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to dig down a little deeper in what's underpinning our Senate majority, because this is going to have a real impact on some legislation coming up in the U.S. Senate. Right now, we have two ill Democratic senators. Fetterman of Pennsylvania and Dianne Feinstein of California. Dianne Feinstein has left for unspecified reasons, for health reasons, and she has 2 years left in her term. She is not up till 2024. It's November of 2024, and her successor won't be sworn in till January of 2025. It's almost 2 years from now. And I don't think it's any secret. she has early stage, maybe not all that early, dementia. Fetterman is a good man. I like Fetterman a lot. I like her a lot. She was a great senator. Fetterman has clinical depression. I've never suffered from that illness. It's a terrible illness. I've known people who have. And he is in treatment. Treatment involves medication for depression. Does not affect him cognitively. And he should be back in the Senate. But right now, he's not. Right now, the Senate is 48-48 because we're missing Fetterman and Feinstein. And the Republicans right now are missing Casey. No, that's us. Let me look at here what we have. Crapo, he's the guy from Wyoming. We're missing him. They're missing him because he has COVID. But we're also missing right now Merkley of Oregon, who stepped out briefly. His mother passed away, and he's out for the final arrangements. And Casey of Pennsylvania, who apparently has prostate cancer, is being treated for. You put that all together, the Republicans are down one from 49, and we're down three, because Merkley really should be coming back soon, from 51. Now, what do you do at 48-48? Well, I'll tell you what you do. Kamala Harris has to stay very close to the Capitol and come in and break the tie. But what happens if somebody else gets sick? What happens if, God forbid, Bernie gets really sick in Vermont? You know, if Bernie passes away, Vermont has a Republican governor. And the fact of the matter is, you would not have a Democrat appointed. Our majority is precarious. One way to do this would be to have Schumer change the Senate rules and have senators be able to vote remotely just the way the House did under Pelosi because of COVID. Remember Strom Thurmond? He was the senator from South Carolina who served well into almost 100. And when he went around, he had dementia. He didn't know where he was. But he had a chief of staff who was very smart and was a hardcore Republican, and he would just sit in the Republican caucus, and then he would vote Strom Thurmond the way they told him to. Now, I do not know if they would bring Thurmond in up to the voting thing and take his bony finger and stick it on the button or whatever. Back when John Kennedy was in the Senate in the 1950s, they had a thing called pairing. I don't know if they do that anymore because there's such animosity in the Senate, but it was pairing. John Kennedy was out for surgery at one point. He's going to be gone 2 weeks. And he calls a guy in the Republican Party, and there's, you know, let's say five bills coming up. He says, you know, I'm going to vote for the Democrats. You're going to vote for the Republicans. Pair me. Republican was honorable. He'd go in and he'd say, Senator Kennedy would do this way. I would do this way. Therefore, neither one of us will vote. And basically, it took care of it that way. I do not think that the Republican Party is honorable right now to do it that way so that Fetterman and Feinstein can pair. I think we have, A, got to have remote voting because of illness. It has to be say of illness. B, hope Fetterman gets back there quite quickly, and Casey as well after his prostate surgery, and Merkley, obviously, after the arrangements for his mother's passing. Crapo presumably will come back after COVID. But we have to watch this. When's Feinstein coming back? She doesn't say when she's coming back. There's got to be a way in California to remove her from the seat and have Gavin Newsom appoint somebody or have a special election. Otherwise, for 2 years, she's wandering around out there. We have 50 votes, not 51. We're biting our fingernails. Wisco Paul, my friend, thanks for calling. You're on. Wisco Paul, what's in your mind today?
That's called hanging by a thread there in the U.S. Senate by the Democrats.
Got it.
Boy, oh boy. Hey, I'll just make one quick point today. Right now you have three election deniers on the Supreme Court. One's retiring. You can't replace her with another one, and his name is Kelly. It's because the GOP is corrupt in this state right now. Voss and his boys are corrupt. There's no other way to say that. And the only thing that stops him from being totally corrupt is, of course, Tony Evers. So, God, I'm praying to God we can get Judge Janet on the Supreme Court, is what I'm trying to say. All I'm asking for, Matt, really is fair maps and a democracy. Right. That's all I'm asking for. All right, you have a great weekend, Matt. Thanks for taking my call again. Bye.
Same to you. No, you hit the nail on the head. Fair maps would result in a 50-50 legislature, possibly at one point in our favor. Voss wouldn't be the speaker. Either we'd have the speaker, or there'd have to be somebody on the Republican side who's more moderate. And that's gerrymandering is not democracy, it's commie government. It's fake government. You have somebody that gets 48% of the vote and they get 67% of the seats. That is not democracy. It's fake democracy. It's the appearance of law without the reality or the actuality of law. As always, thanks a lot for calling in, Paul. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
A progressive voice.
If Friday nights mean fish fries, we're your station. Civic Media for the Fox River Valley.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. No mercy today from the judge who sentenced Alec Murdoch for the murders of his wife and son. Judge Clifton Newman giving Murdoch two consecutive life sentences and then bringing up his own words.
Remind me of the expression you gave on the witness stand. Was it tangled?
Tangled web, we weave.
What tangled web we weave. What did you mean by that?
It meant when I lied, I continue to lie.
And the question is, when will it end?
Judge saying he believes Murdoch lied at his very sentencing when he doubled down that he had nothing to do with the murders.
I'm innocent. I would never hurt my wife, Maggie, and I would never hurt my son, Pawpaw.
Murdoch was led away in handcuffs in a prison jumpsuit to serve what the judge described as the rest of his natural life in prison. This is ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Epic Systems is building two new office buildings in Verona, just outside Madison. The State Journal reports the healthcare software company plans to add 1,700 jobs by next year. Epic has been on a steady expansion clip for most of the last 20 years. University of Wisconsin System tuition may be going up for the first time in more than a decade. System President Jay Rothman tells state lawmakers he'll ask for a 5% tuition increase when the Board of Regents meets later this month.
After more than a decade of frozen tuition rates, costs have increased, and more particularly in recent years, inflation has accelerated.
Meanwhile, lawmakers are considering a bill to tie future UW tuition increases to inflation. In sports, the Badgers lost a heartbreaker to Purdue last night, 63-61. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants. Hillary Clinton and her cohorts orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
You know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad.
All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Look through your children's eyes, and you will discover the true magic of a forest.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underley said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Being a father is an honor, a challenge, a duty, a celebration, and a testimony. I want to be legendary for you because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles per hour. Lows level off around 23. Tonight, overcast skies. Overcast again tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. 2 to 4 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 38.
From Green Bay to Oshkosh and Point South, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
Don't let me down. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I see you all on the line. Do not hang up. But a Bill of Economwalk first. Thanks for calling, Bill. What's in your mind today?
Matt, you got to keep harping on what you were talking about today. That, you know, Wisconsin, there's too many voters in Wisconsin that don't understand that the majority is controlled by the minority by legislating from the bench. That's what's going on. We've got the Supreme Court, whether state or national, federal, they're running our country by making decisions for us. The people are done as far as democracy if this continues. I know you did. I did. I listened to hearings. And when Kamala Harris interrogated Brett Kavanaugh, no wonder they don't like her. She drilled him up one side and down the other. And I think he perjured himself. Or if he didn't perjure himself, he was guilty by just the mere fact of the way he was testifying. These people, if this gets any worse and we don't have any balance, it's over. And I think you've got to keep teaching people that. They think democracy is, you know, the people's choice. That's going out the window. But thanks so much for what you do and have a good weekend.
Thanks a lot, Bill. Yeah, no, that's a really profound statement. Here's the deal. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet, and people who want authoritarian rule have found a way to do it. They found it through the federal judiciary. The problem is, in a normal society, a normal democracy, we like to have a respected federal judiciary who occasionally make a tough decision, and people obey it because they have legitimacy. But if they vote in Moore v. Harper, the next time around that issue comes up about the independent legislature theory, to take away your right to vote for president, to take away your right to vote for president after you've had it for well over 150 years, I'm afraid there's going to be violence. And I don't want that. And that would be wrong. And the truth of the matter is, and this is another dirty little secret, there's nothing in the Constitution that gives them the authority to do what they're doing. There isn't a provision in the Constitution that says the U.S. Supreme Court may review legislation of Congress and acts of the executive and determine in its sole discretion whether or not they are constitutional. That does not appear in the Constitution. In 1803, there was a case called Marbury v. Madison. And the Supreme Court, for the first time, just said it. And back then, everybody's running around in a musket and a coonskin hat, and they're lucky as hell if they have food, and nobody pays much attention. And throughout the 19th century, they kept ratcheting up. During the Civil War, Dred Scott decision, they said a black man couldn't be a citizen, couldn't be free. Nobody asked them to do that. And Lincoln said, the hell with you. And there was a Civil War. 1890s, Plessy v. Ferguson, they said a black guy can't sit with a white guy on a train. Nobody asked them to do that. They didn't have the right to do that. Now, with Brown versus Board of Education in 1954, they did the right thing. So, you know, you like it when they do the right thing. But here's the deal. They don't have the right to do any of this. They certainly don't have the right to take away your vote, right to vote for president. But if they do something like that, you have the MAGA mob of Trump prepared to do violence. And then you're going to have a lot of people who are going to say, oh, no, we're going to vote for president. And if Joe Biden or Joe Schmo wins in Wisconsin and you put Trump in so he can take us out of NATO, betray us to the Ruskies, that's treason. And we are going to do something about that. Because remember, one final thing before I go to the next caller, 1776, there was a court who told us what to do. It was the British court, High Court, and what taxes were constitutional and told us to screw ourselves. And you know what happened? Small shop owners and farmers in Lexington Concord said, no way, Jose. And so did George Washington down in Virginia, and so did a hell of a lot of people. They took matters in their own hands. We can't have that again, but these six tarantulas cannot be permitted to take away our right to vote for president. Period, end of story. Thanks for calling, Bill. Tutter Billy, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Tutter Billy?
Hey, Matt, I'm just thinking about, you know, I feel like, you know, as much as I think we're on the right side of history, we're on the right side of morality, we're on the right side of kind of demographic shifts in the country and that sort of thing, you know, we're not the only ones. And I'm just concerned that there's just so many entities out there and groups that kind of seem to be irredeemable, seem to be, you know, that we'd be better off just writing them off. And first among those, I think, is Russia, for instance. And you talk about Russia a lot, and in a way that, you know, it's just kind of irredeemable. And so I think maybe it is, and I feel like the Republican Party has kind of become irredeemable. That scares me. Like, where does that leave us? How can we function in a world when so many different factions of our world are just irredeemable? Talking about the Supreme Court, too, or the Wisconsin Congress. Just, they're so far gone. But how can we proceed when that's the case?
That is a terrific question. And unfortunately, I have 2 minutes left today and then the weekend. But on Monday, that's going to be a lead segment on Monday. And I'll tell you a little bit. I think you're right about Russia. There are 145 million people squatting on 11 time zones of gas and oil. They're savage. They're genocidal sadists. Their leadership are. The people haven't accomplished anything in 123 years since Tolstoy, Pushkin, Dostoevsky, Tchaikovsky, and so on. And that's because they lock them up and they murder them. Stalin murdered every intellectual, and Putin's doing it again. But what do? They have nuclear weapons. I'm going to address that on Monday. The second thing with the Republican Party is absolutely true with the leadership. There are a few bright spots, and you may be surprised at who they are, but they're people who will stand up for our elections. And I'm talking about people like Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, believe it or not, Paul Ryan. All these people are people I disagree with on a lot of issues. But the question is, do they have integrity and do they stand up for democracy? Another one, frankly, is this Gallagher up in Green Bay. He's a guy that I don't agree with much at all, but I do not believe that he would attack our democracy. Another guy is this guy, Tony, who ran for attorney general in Wisconsin, didn't make it. He beat 2 election deniers, and he was pretty savvy about pretending he was a bit of a denier here or there. But I have the feeling that deep down inside, he may be more of a traditional Republican. I don't know. We're going to talk about that. I think there are redeemable elements in the Republican Party, which I won't agree with on a lot of issues, But to me, the sole issue is fascism or American democracy, commie government or American democracy. That's why we need Janet Protasiewicz. We have to be careful about the six tarantulas overruling what the state Supreme Courts do. Coming to the end of the show, thanks for calling Todd or Billy. Great show, great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct, we'll be back same time, same place Monday. Have a great weekend. I'm signing off for today.
You deserve a job.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic.